News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
France has banned alcohol at festivals and has issued red heatwave warnings for several parts of the country, including Paris. I'm joined now from Paris by author and journalist Lara Marlowe. My apologies, Lara. Lara Marlowe. Lara, it looks like it is going to be roasting this week. What's it like in Paris?
It's hot. It's only 9:30 in the morning here, and it's already 30 degrees, which I know in Ireland is considered very, very hot. It's supposed to go up to 38 or 39 today in Paris. It's going to hit 43 degrees in Bordeaux this afternoon. And if you remember that only three times in the history of record keeping has it surpassed 40 degrees in France, you realize how very, very hot that is. People are literally dying, at least three deaths recorded yesterday due to the heat wave. And it's going to last all week. It's going to go on until next weekend, I'm afraid.
And what's the expectation for people when the red alerts are issued? What is it that the government wants them to do?
Well, they're shutting down hundreds of schools today. They've told people to avoid going out as much as possible. They're reducing public transport. A lot of trains break down in this heat, and the rails apparently just can't take it. And the government has also established a crisis cell, which is meeting again today. But there is a lot of complaining that the government isn't really prepared for this, that every time there's a heat wave, they say they'll plan in advance, and they never. And as soon as the heat wave is over, everyone forgets about it. This is already the second heat wave this year. We had a really bad one in May, almost as bad as this one. You know, when I covered the COP21 climate conference in 2015, which the French were very, very proud of and hailed as an enormous progress, and that said that we would not surpass 1 degree. There was a commitment on part of all governments not to let the temperatures go up more than 1 degree this whole century. And it now transpires that it will go up 1 degree by 2030. So we've got, you know, in 4 more years, it's pretty grim. This being France, it's also become a political issue, believe it or not. The far right is for air conditioning, and the far left and the Greens are against air conditioning.
I would have thought politically being against air conditioning in 40 degree temperatures is a high risk policy.
Well, Marine Le Tondelier, who's the head of the Green Party, says that you should wet sheets and hang them in front of fans.
How's that going down?
Not very well, like a lead balloon. Le Pen says that they will, if she is elected president, because you remember there's an election in May of next year, she doesn't know she's going to be able to stand, of course, because she has a legal case pending. But she says if she's president, she will do a massive air conditioning campaign, starting with schools, hospitals, and nursing homes. And, you know, it's very hard to disagree with that. But the problem is air conditioning costs a lot, and it actually makes the problem worse. It raises the temperature because all the hot air that's extracted from your home or your shop is just put back out into the atmosphere. So it raises the temperature even more.
Lara, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Lara Marlowe there, author and journalist, joining us from Paris.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.